Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Hello and good morning, everyone, from the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival inside of the United Center. It's Dean Richards Sunday morning. Schwani, I wish you could be here to see all the people here.
I can imagine. You sound cavernous this morning.
Do I sound cavernous?
You sound like you're in a big cavernous area, and I know where you are.
Not really a broadcast until we have the loud feedback. That's
gotta
what makes
have
it
that.
A live broadcast.
Gotta have that.
I can't even tell you, Schwani, how many meetings I had about you being here. It's weird that you wouldn't be on one of our live broadcasts that we're doing.
This is kind of a first, as far as I know, since we've been
normally,
doing the show.
Normally you're here.
Unless you're way out of town, you know, New York, L.A., Bensonville. Yeah. So,
London.
You know, London.
Yeah, we've done the show Toronto. Mm-hmm. Remember the Toronto broadcast where I got locked out of the room?
Yes. you came with like seconds to spare.
You ended the newscast and I wasn't there.
I do remember that.
I remember that. That was fun.
We did one very cool show where you were in Las Vegas and I was in Stockholm, Sweden. Several years ago. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes. I remember that. I have no recollection
of that at all. once we do a show, I file it away.
You forget about it.
I file it away. We must have had like 20 meetings about can Schwani be here, can Schwani not be here.
I sort of feel like it's my fault because.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I just want to because.
Steve Cochran
of,
from
the
morning.
Yeah. The feud with Schwani?
Between you, right. Here's the thing: management wanted Schwani to be here. Steve and I did not want you to be here.
Okay, so I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of the newsroom, then.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's just awkward.
You want to make it sound endearing like that? That's fine.
people are well aware of the feud. We certainly don't have to go over that again.
Right. It's been going on since the 50s. Everyone remembers the famous Cochran-Schwani breakup from years ago. Do a lot of people know that you guys were on vaudeville together?
We were child stars in vaudeville.
Right.
Waka waka.
Exactly.
I will tell you this, Schwani. There's a whole sort of we're better than you are thing going on with Marlene Wells, the new Walk of Fame member, and Dean, because they're both on the Walk of Fame.
Right.
I was told not to look Dean in the eyes. Marlene as well.
Yeah. Marlene Wells.
You are not to look at them.
Marlene
Wells.
Do not
shake their hand.
Don't touch them.
She's been here for 52 years at WGN.
Right. And got a well-deserved standing ovation at the event on Friday.
Yes, she did.
And she refused not to work.
Yeah. Well, she, this morning... You know, she runs all of these remote broadcasts that we do. She sets them up. She runs it. She makes sure that everything's happening. I get here and I ask for something. Now she's a Walk of Famer. She said, get it yourself. What's that about?
So what do you want?
Well, when she said, blow it out your butt, movie boy.
Well, I didn't want to say the exact quote, but that's basically what it was. Steve Cochran is going to be with us the entire program today.
This is a big deal for me.
How about that on a Sunday morning?
It's a big deal for me. Co-hosting this Sunday Extravaganza, which is a legendary WGN program. This is a resume credit for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I think of today as this is the first ever Sunday edition of Moron Entertainment.
That's exactly right. That is exactly
the
right.
The extremely popular, controversial segment that we do every morning on Steve's show. Between 8 and 8:30, where we talk, the premise is that we're going to talk about entertainment. Truth is that we wind up really not really talking about much entertainment.
A lot of people say it's mostly about you two.
Well, that's why it's called Moron Entertainment.
Right.
If you can think of two bigger morons than us, I don't know where you would
find it. And it works on so many levels. MORE-ON, Moron Entertainment.
Right.
And I have a friend that every time I see him, he says, "How are the morons?"
Well, Dean's not kidding. You've told this before. I had a show, a stand-up show last week. We got another one coming up on the 27th at the Beverly Arts Center. And again and again and again, every go out in public, you get it, I get it. Hey, moron!
Yeah, people just shout it out. And what's funny, here at the United Center, about 20 people just turned around when you shouted that out.
They go, "Oh, Dean and Steve are here."
Exactly. So we're going to have a moron-filled time here today. We've got lots of big hockey names that are going to join us today. And this is mostly why I'm happy that Steve is here, because how embarrassing would it be for me when Chris Chelios is sitting here and I ask him what he thought of the J-Lo stripper movie?
Actually, Chelly may have seen that one.
What'd you think of Come Far Away, the musical that it was at
That one can Cadillac. Be problematic. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, I'm asking entertainment questions, which is, you know, my wheelhouse. Steve can ask some good, solid hockey questions.
Well, I'm a hockey nut. I love hockey.
I know.
And so I'm excited about the season starting up again. And we also have this punk kid at the end of the table who happens to know his sports.
I'm just a training half-wit. I'm just trying to get up to moron status right now.
I don't like your chances.
Keep working.
Okay. It takes years.
You have a lot of moron potential, Mr. Brand.
Takes years of embarrassing mistakes that cost the company money. You're not even getting started yet.
Right. Until you've had your first almost lawsuit for something that you've said.
Well, let's do this. How many times have you been fired?
I'm working on my second time.
Okay. Nine.
That's a good start.
Nine times.
Yeah, I'm like five, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Man, how do I learn? What do I do?
You have to have a couple of things. You got to have complete disregard for authority and management.
Okay.
Yep.
You have to nod whenever you have a meeting to say, "Yes, of course you're right."
Right.
I won't
or
do it.
Or
right.
Nod off.
Or do nod it. Off. And then go in and do what you want the next day.
Yep.
And you have to occasionally, unintentionally, insult high-paying sponsors. I mean, that's the dangerous one.
That sounds pretty easy. I didn't write anything down. Am I off to a good start?
Well, that's not bad.
Good. Yeah, not paying attention is very good.
Okay. What'd you say?
Now, if you can combine all of those things and also insult the management, really nobody has taken that to a fine art form like Steve.
I'm telling you right now.
Through the years.
I just feel so lucky to be learning from the best.
Yes. And right now your parents are listening going, "Good God, man, get off that show."
Right. His parents are going, "Where the hell's Andy Mazur?"
So are Andy Mazur's parents.
What?
Andy's going to be on TV today.
Andy was on TV yesterday doing a great job on the WGN TV broadcast for the White Sox games.
He's great. He does a very nice job, and excited to have him back in baseball. He's had a great season.
He'll be doing it next weekend, too. He's filling in for Jason for the Detroit series next weekend.
Very nice. Well, listen, we've got a lot of good stuff today. We've got a lot of the regular Sunday features here as well today. Oh, you know who's going to be on the show today? One Mr. Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, our buddy.
Yeah, Jim Gaffigan.
I'm going to that movie tomorrow night.
I saw the movie already, the American Dreamer, it's called. It's Jim Gaffigan in a creepy, dramatic, suspenseful.
I hear he's great.
It's nothing like you've seen Jim Gaffigan before.
Is he as good as I hear before the interview starts?
Yes, he is. Yeah, yeah, we won't have to lie. I won't have to lie and, like, dance around when I interview celebrities when I hate the movie. It'll be the real deal when I talk with Jim.
Well, and here's the thing. You know my policy. Invite me to everything. I don't show up for anything.
Right.
When Gaffigan said, "I'd like you to come to this screening Monday night," I said, "Sure."
Oh, so you're not going to go?
Oh, I am going to go.
Oh, you are going to go.
I accept it, and I plan on attending.
Wow, that's high praise.
Yeah.
That's very high praise. Well, Jim Gaffigan is going to join us later on. We've got a live Week in Theater segment, live performance. Oh, these hockey fans should love Legally Blonde, the musical.
Well, you literally have thousands of people on a Sunday morning, a month before hockey season starts, milling about. This is a testament to the Blackhawks.
It is packed in the United Center. People were lined up for blocks and blocks when we pulled up here pretty early this morning to get in. So all that, so much more, all coming up for you. Dean Richards, live from the United Center and the Training Camp Festival inside the United Center this morning on WGN.
Chicago!
Now, it's Dean Richards Sunday morning live from the United Center at the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival with special guest Steve Cochran on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
So we are right outside the Goose Island Pub in the concourse of the United Center, or as a lot of people like to refer to this area, right outside the Section 109-110 men's room. So if you're looking for us, that's where we
bladder.
Are.
My bladder, that's the first place I was.
Right, that's why they put us here.
A live appearance from it right across the...
That's why they put us here. Two older gentlemen need to be near the men's room. And you know what? We've gotten a lot of texts in this morning. Hey, Dean, hey, Steve, I love you guys, but there's not nearly enough bald people on the show so far.
Can we find an extra?
Actually, we do. Our longtime friend of, I'm going to say, like 30 years for me.
Yeah.
Something like that. First with the Chicago Cubs. Now with the great Chicago Blackhawks. Our pal Jay Blunk is here this morning.
Good to see you guys. Welcome. And it's hockey season officially, but even with the humidity, your hair is looking terrific.
Thank you.
I had a little trouble with number four today.
So, Jay, can you explain why we're inside?
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you look over to your right, it looks like
it's a Stanley Cup
playoff game. So we're so fortunate. You know, this is the 10th year we've done it. And along with John McDonough, our president and CEO, and Pete Hassan and Adam Rogelman, all these guys on our staff, you know, we have 20,000 people show up to watch practice today. So it's always fun to watch our new players come out of the dressing room for this scrimmage and look up, and it's like a playoff game. So
and they
it's
see a bigger
fun.
Crowd and a louder crowd they've ever played than they've ever played for.
But it tells you how gracious our fans are.
It's a Blackhawks town.
How it's a Blackhawks town, and we never forget the loyalty of these fans and these people and the jerseys they wear.
I thought coming, this was my first training camp event. I thought there'd be some diehard fans that would be here today. An impressive crowd, but not the kind of overwhelming crowd that's out here today. People cannot wait for this season to start.
You know, and again, it's impressive. Our fans, we're so thankful. They're out at 5, 6 in the morning lined up today. We've got, of course, the Patrick Kane bobblehead, which is celebrating the 10th. It's the 10th anniversary, by the way. This year is the 10th anniversary.
You got to get rid of him and Taves. They're too old. Did you ever think you'd get to that point where they were the older guys on the team?
Well, it's crazy. When they bumped over 30 years old, right, it made everybody pause. We all looked at each other, and it's gone by so fast. It's been such a ride. It's almost, you know, can you attribute it to connected to like the Beatles or something that just exploded on the
yeah,
scene.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're still, you know, these young guys. And when we won the cup, obviously they were 20, 21, 22 years old. And we're still standing. They're still as good as they ever were. Kaner had an article yesterday in the Chicago Sun-Times where he mentioned he wants to play till he's 40. So I'd like to see him play till he's 50.
Yeah, no kidding. So. Good news for you guys. But Dean, I don't know if you know this, the Hawks don't miss a trick. They have skate blades on the bottom of Jonathan Taves' walker.
Really?
Just to keep him active.
I think technically that qualifies him to be on the ice no matter what age.
Yep.
Thankfully, he's getting ready for the game. He didn't hear that.
Yeah, exactly. Because he could hurt me.
He will hear of it, though.
But listen, you guys, WGN Radio, and Joe, good to see you, by the way. Where'd you go to school, Joe?
The Great Illinois State,
just
of course,
Jay. Just want to mention that. Just want to weave that in.
We were classmates, right?
Well, for you guys to be here, and we were... you guys are tremendous partners, and a big part of why the Blackhawks brand is where it is in Chicago is WGN Radio, Dean Richards, Steve Cochran every morning. We're very appreciative of the relationship.
Well, we are very appreciative to be associated with this great organization, this great, you know, you guys, you know me. I am all about Chicago, all about the traditions of Chicago, and there is no greater tradition than the Chicago Blackhawks. John McDonough, Jay Blunk, all the people who also understand that and respect it and bring it here to the United Center for the fans.
Well, you know, and right at the top is Rocky Wirtz, our owner, and Rocky understands and appreciates. He sits with the fans every game. I know you know that. He's a tremendous leader, and his family has just been, you know, integrated in the fabric of Chicago for so long. So we're very fortunate. I mean, you look around today, and we've got the Bears playing later, and we've got all kinds of things going on in the city of Chicago. And for our fans to come out early in the morning, and it's great to see people double-fisting beers at 9 a.m. on
right.
a Sunday. This is a
and that's just
town.
That's just us.
Right?
The fans ought to get in on this, too. That's
right.
just us.
Right.
Jay Blunk, Executive Vice President, Chicago Blackhawks. Thank you so much,
Thanks,
pal.
Guys. Welcome.
Congrats, buddy. Hockey's back.
We'll take a quick break. We'll get to the news, the far-flung forecast, and so much more. Troy Murray going to be joining us in the next half hour on WGN.
Our far-flung forecast takes us out to Maryland, to Keysville, Maryland.
I've been to Keysville, Maryland.
Have you
You've
really?
Been to Keysville,
really have,
Maryland?
Yeah. Yep, I have, yeah.
Was it nice?
I don't remember. It's a small town.
Yeah.
I just thought someday Schwani will mention this.
And you know, Steve, you're absolutely right. It's
did
so small.
Did you buy a souvenir thimble there? Or
I got one of the Keysville Salton, key tags with my name on it.
Okay, yeah, that's got to be big there. Yeah.
Steve is very right on the money because it is so small, it's unincorporated.
Yeah, so am I.
But it is very close to a fancy mansion named Terra Rubra, which means red earth. But listen to the name now, Keysville, Maryland, because there was a very prominent family there in the 18th century, the Key family.
And they invented the way to copy keys.
William Scott Key.
You're very close. One of their sons was Francis Scott Key.
Whoa, how about that?
205 years ago yesterday, penned a poem called In Defense of Fort McHenry.
Right.
It later became Our Star-Spangled Banner.
How about that?
He wrote it as he was watching Fort McHenry being bombarded outside of Baltimore during the War of 1812, and had to stay there all night with a friend of his who had been taken prisoner by the British. But by the dawn's early light, he saw the Star-Spangled Banner waving proudly over Fort McHenry. And now we have...
That was the first time that the Hawks anthem singer belted it out that night.
You know, Steve, you're reading my mind here because that's exactly who we have to sing it. Would you like to hear?
And what is his name again?
Jim Cornelison.
The best.
Let's hear it.
To perform the national anthem, the South Bend Symphony Orchestra, joined by the Blackhawks' own Jim Cornelison.
The greatest ever to sing the national anthem, the great Jim Cornelison. Schwani, nice job on the old far-flung.
We thank Rick Pearson for contributing this today, because when we were putting everything together earlier this morning, we actually were going to play the Whitney Houston version, because I know everyone likes that so much.
That's also a good one.
But Rick said, you know what, Blackhawks, you need Jim Cornelison.
It ties in. Ties
by the way, I salute you, Dean, in all seriousness, my fellow moron, because... A lot of broadcasters will cut the anthem off, and I think that's disrespectful.
Me too.
You start the anthem, you finish the anthem.
Me too. It takes a full minute. big, you know, why does anybody cut it off? I don't understand that. Nice job on your part there, Schwani.
Thank you. Just a Keysville, moment. Maryland has sunny skies and 73.
Thank goodness we got that in. And coming up in just a minute, we're going to talk with the great Troy Murray. Coming up next, as we're live from the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival at the United Center this morning on WGN.
And Steve Cochran are live from the United Center. It's the 2019 Blackhawks Training Camp Festival as we get geared up for hockey on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
Continue live from the United Center this morning. It's great to have one of the legends in Chicago Blackhawk history. Also happens to be the color analyst for our WGN radio broadcast this morning.
And one of the most underrated superstars in the game.
I couldn't agree more. He's busy autographing somebody's hockey sweater right now.
Let's be honest, that was his left boob.
Troy, well, Troy, I would like you to autograph.
I don't believe either one of you guys from whatever you say, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, even when you're
nobody,
here?
Nobody listening should as well.
That's why we call
that
it War on Entertainment.
That is just a fact.
No, it's understandable.
I don't blame you for that at all. How excited are you, Troy, to be here? To see this kind of reception for a practice.
This is just a great example of how big the Blackhawks have become in Chicago. This is a great experience for fans to come down here, to have almost 18,000 people to come down to watch a scrimmage is incredible.
Right.
You're going to see all the big name players out there today, which is great. But it's just, to me, it starts the excitement of the season. Training camp started a couple days ago, but really, in my mind, this is kind of the kickoff. Everybody gets excited. They come down here. The players enjoy coming out and playing in front of the fans here at the United Center for the first time during this season. So it's a lot of excitement and a lot of anticipation for all the teams at this time of the year, but especially the Blackhawks, of having a good season.
What's the biggest crowd for a practice you ever played in front of?
Probably about 20 people.
Yeah, it's just crazy, right?
Yeah,
these guys, we
never had anything like this.
But these guys come in from other teams, or the kids like Kirby Dock and guys come in. They gotta lose their minds.
You know what's funny? You look at the fan convention in the summer. A lot of teams are trying to replicate that. They're trying to build something for their fans. A lot of teams now are doing this type of atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you come from other places and you see the magnitude of walking into the United Center. These young kids, 19, 20, just drafted, 18 years of age, they walk in here. They haven't played hockey in front of this many people in their entire lives, so it's pretty incredible for those guys. And for the older players, it never gets old.
Sure. Well, we just had Jay Blunk here, and when he and John McDonough took over, they used the phrase sleeping giant, which what the Chicago Blackhawks were in this city. The Giant is on a rampage right now. I mean, this place is amazing. It's got to be cool for you who has seen the transition and to play here, years back and see a full-on transition. I mean, what's the difference been?
It's amazing, where it is now. In the 80s, we had great fans, and I played all my days as a Blackhawk in the old Chicago Stadium. And that atmosphere in there was incredible. But when you come here and you see this facility, you see how much time and effort that they put into this building to keep it a state-of-the-art building. We're going to get the first experience of the new Jumbotron that's out there today, the largest screen in NBA or NHL arenas all across North America, anywhere in the world. So it's incredible. It's going to add to the fan experience. But just coming here and seeing where this game has evolved, you walk around the city of Chicago, you walk around here at the United Center, basically every person has got some kind of sweater, jersey, Blackhawks paraphernalia.
Well, we say it all the time, greatest logo in sports.
Yeah, it is. And just to be around it and see the excitement, I just walking in and ran into, 50 people that are just so excited. And hi, Troy, how are you? This is great. Good to see you. And that's what it's all about.
What are you most looking forward to today? Particular players? Veterans, new players, what are you looking at to get a bead on what's going to happen for this real season?
The older players have kind of been there, done that. But for the younger players, you want to see how they handled basically their first competition this year in a meaningful situation, meaningful setting, to see how some of the young players do, like a guy like Adam Boqvist, the first-round draft pick. I understand that Kirby Dock is not going to play the first-round draft pick from this season, but some of the younger players that really haven't haven't played at this level against the Jonathan Tays and Patrick Kanes, and even a lot of the younger players who the Blackhawks picked up this summer, Kubalik, and you know, you've got Olimata, who was picked up from the Pittsburgh Penguins, Calvin DeHaan, another defenseman, he's not going to play. So I want to look at some of these younger players and see how they adjust to an atmosphere like this at the United Center. Sometimes you can get a little bit kind of wide-eyed and googly-eyed as far as looking at the approach of this game, but I want to see how some of these younger players handle against top competition.
It's a condensed camp. In about 10 days, you go to Berlin and then over to Prague.
Well, they play tomorrow.
Yeah.
They play tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. So there's three preseason games right off the bat.
Is that a good thing, or is that a pressure-filled thing, or is it both?
In my day, if you tried to play a game 3 days into training camp, I don't think anybody could make it through a 60-minute hockey game.
It's in your day, they had to quit smoking.
Well, no, you didn't, because there was ashtrays built into the locker room stalls when I played. And that's a fact.
I mean, during the game.
I'm a 19-year-old kid, and I'm coming out of University of North Dakota, and I walk into the Blackhawks locker room, and in the stalls are ashtrays built into the stalls.
Wow.
And a lot of players back in those days smoked. Training camp, and this happened for all the major sports, training camp was to get into shape.
Right.
I don't think you played a game for about 10 days, and you know, everybody, when I first came in the NHL, there was no fitness testing or anything like that. It's totally changed now. These guys work all season long. When they come into training camp, they're in tremendous shape. And so it's not
so they're ready to go.
It's not that big of a deal to play a game. You know, they've been into the prospect tournament. They've done this. They've done that. They've gone to these camps, conditioning camps. We really never did that to the degree that these guys are. So it's not that much of an issue for them to get right into it. For some of the younger players, it's tough to get adjusted to the systems that Jeremy Colliton wants to use. But at the same time, you understand that you're looking for basic instincts in a lot of these preseason games, how you compete, how you react, and how you handle NHL play.
You know, it's funny you talk about camp because, Dean, you know this. Dean and I do a talk show host camp in the summer where we teach young talk show hosts how to become older talk show hosts.
Where do I sign
up for
that?
Well, it's more of a boot camp. Camp,
and what happens
is there fitness testing?
Well, not so much. Yeah. You get out of the chair, you try to get a snack from the kitchen, and get back before the commercial breaks.
And they only have a limited number of stacks, so the first ones there get it.
That's exactly seniority based.
Exactly. Steve makes it sound like we're conducting these classes. Oh, Steve and I have been taking these classes for like 30 years.
Sooner or later. Look at our great TV guy Corby over here. He's always love the guy. Knows more about hockey than I do.
Well, what's the value?
That's not hard, though.
Troy, what's the value of these guys playing in a game like this? Because we've heard of newcomers to the Hawks roster who their first time listening to the anthem and feeling the rumble of the crowd, they got to get their emotions in check before they play their first game in a red sweater. So what's the value of playing in a training camp game in front of a huge crowd like this?
Well, exactly, to get that experience for the younger players to come in here and experience what it's like. And it's not like this in every building, but, you know, when you do get to experience the national anthem for the first time, you hear the roar, you feel the buzz in the buildings. A lot of these players have never played in a venue of this size, of this magnitude. Just to get that experience, even in a, you know, a scrimmage game like it is today, really allows them to next time have a little bit of more of an understanding what to expect. I know that there's a lot of nerves for these guys, and there's a lot will be decided during the preseason for some of these kids who are legitimately in a position to play either here or in Rockford. But this is the first time they can experience kind of the competition. And for a lot of these, for Jonathan Tays, for Patrick Kane, there's not a lot on the line other than go out there and play hard and have some fun. But for some of these younger players, it's meaningful. They have to understand that everybody's watching these guys, and you've got all the Blackhawk management, the coaching staff, you know, at all levels, watching this scrimmage, assessing some of these players. So there is a lot of pressure on some of these younger players to perform, and they want to see how they handle it.
So final question for you, Troy. Are you more excited about today or more excited that the Jonas Brothers will be here at the United Center on September 19th? The Jonas who?
That was the look on your face. So I guess I have to be more excited for today.
It's great to see you. I can't wait to hear you on the air with John.
We are the Blackhawks, you know, flagship Dean, as you know, every second of every Blackhawk game.
And we do appreciate it because we love WGN. We've got a great relationship with the station and with the Blackhawks. We love all you guys. Dean, thanks for having me on here. Love seeing my buddy here.
Good to see you, pal. and I'm going to see you in Prague.
And I hope you're healthy enough to get back to that, because I know you're a little bit banged up.
I'm going to be fine.
Big injury training this summer.
I had a golf-related injury, and Troy hasn't let me forget it.
That could go so many ways to hear somebody say Steve is banged up. But let's hear it for the great Troy Murray, everybody. Thank you. Quick break, and we'll update news next, WGN.
It's Cochran and Richards. Steve and Dean are live from the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival at the United Center on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
It is a Sunday version of More on Entertainment. Steve Cochran with me live at the United Center for the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival. You can hear the crowd going wild for us here. You know what the problem is, Steve? We're right outside the men's room. Nobody gives a damn about us right now. They have other things on their mind right now.
You know what, and I appreciate and respect that.
Yeah, when you got to go, you got to go. Who doesn't care about
By the way, I'm leading Dean right now 3-2.
Right, and visits to the men's room. Hey, you know who's on the phone with us right
who's
now?
That?
It is our old pal, Mr. Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, I love Jim Gaffigan. You know that about me.
One of the funniest guys that there is. But Steve, he's got a new movie that is going to be coming out.
I've heard this.
You won't believe.
I'm going to see it tomorrow night.
At the Music Box Theater. That's where Jim is going to be doing a Q&A as well. But I can't wait to talk about this film.
He turned into a great two-way player, a leader, and again, his work ethic is second to none. I had the same agent. We trained together, and his focus is amazing. So, again, you don't want to put too much burden on him. Hopefully, this kid coming in, Doc, once he gets healthy
Kirby
again,
Doc,
and I don't know if he's going to step in right away, but physically, he looks like a kid who can just step right in. He's got a man's body and be that depth that they're missing.
On paper, which, as you know, the games are played on ice, not on paper.
Yep.
But on paper, this roster looks unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't think offense is the issue. It's a matter of playing team defense and being committed to that. And it's going to come. The goals will come. They got a great goaltender in Crawford. He looks like he's healthy.
And a great backup now as well.
Exactly. So they'll be pushing each other. And you need a good backup goaltender to steal those games when your number one's not playing.
Right,
so,
right.
Again, they could have easily been in the playoffs. If not, they got off to a real tough start and couldn't play catch-up hockey all year. Get in the playoffs is the key. You know that. St. Louis is in last place last year at Christmas. So just get in the playoffs, and they've got the skill, like you said, to finish it.
Dean, as an ambassador, a lot of people know this, some don't. They're going to see Chelly around the building an awful lot. So this is great for fans that haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah.
Who I assume they come up and they're just polite and decent and always welcoming.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great position for me. I don't like work anymore, so that's why I'm not coaching. But this is the next best thing. I'm in the rink, seeing the guys in the room every once in a while. And then I think my most favorite thing is getting to work with, Bobby and Tony and Savvy.
That?
I mean, they're my childhood heroes growing up.
Right.
And now I'm sitting with them and watching the games with them and, visiting the fans and all
great.
The suites. So it's a great – right now I'm really content with what I'm doing and happy that the Hawks bring me back in that capacity.
Well, I'm just looking at the faces of the people walking by here. And then they see you. I presume it's not you or me, Steve, that they're or Joe. That,
I haven't been wanting to accept that yet.
They're looking at, but they see Chris sitting here, and their jaws drop. That here is a Blackhawks legend, an NHL legend,
right?
Who is just right in front of them here. So.
Well, thank you. I mean, like I said, I've gone 20 years, and it's like the ghost came back, and I'm glad I came back. And I'd always intended to come back. I just didn't want to pull my kids out of school during high school.
Sure.
But
sure.
Again, I knew this was going to be here, and Rocky Wirtz and John McDonough were, gracious enough to ask me back. And so, like I said,
we're glad you said yes.
Yeah, I went to my high school reunion last year, last night
for
Evergreen Park down in the South Side. Wow. And that was cool to see all the kids I grew up with.
That's got to make everybody else in the high school feel good when Chelly is, one of
the. But here's the thing about it. High school reunion, you look the same. There's a lot of people that have aged.
That was a problem, but I was the only, kind of darker-skinned Greek kid in the Irish neighborhood.
Right.
So I was easy to pick out with this nose. Everybody was kind of disappointed. Guys with no hair, gray hair, it was tough.
Right.
Did you go to Susie's afterwards in EP?
Sorry?
Did you go to Susie's afterward in Evergreen Park in 95?
Right. No.
Some good old haunts there. And again, we cannot have enough Greek people on WGN for my money anyway.
Right.
Chris, thank you for stopping by.
No,
we appreciate it. We're going to take a break, update the news.
Be well, man.
And yeah, then thank you, guys. Chris right. Chelios, everybody, joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And Gary Pressey, the Chicago Cubs organist who just announced his retirement, joining us after the news, which is next, WGN.
That's hockey, baby!
Now, it's Dean Richards Sunday Morning live from the United Center at the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival with special guest Steve Cochran on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
It is a special Sunday edition of Moron Entertainment that we bring you every weekday morning, Monday through Friday.
8 to 8:30.
8 to 8:30 every Sunday, weekday morning, where we talk about the premises that we talk about entertainment and give you more on entertainment.
I feel we share a lot of our wisdom of the world, and that doesn't take long at all.
Right, right. A lot of people have referred to us as the Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil of...
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Because yeah. we're helping people both physically and spiritually.
I like to think of you as more of a Dr. Zhivago.
And I think of you as Dr. Scholes.
That seems right. All of
yeah. it. But we hope you'll tune in every weekday morning. And I'm glad Steve could be here with us at the United Center.
It's an honor.
Where, you know where I first met Blackhawks Brian Campbell was on your show, when yeah. on your old afternoon show when he... signed up with the Blackhawks. I don't know how many years ago that was, but it's a long time ago.
He's got that, 2010.
Yeah.
He has gotten so well, probably 2009 now I think about it. He's gotten so good on camera and on the radio and stuff. I like to remind him that he started with me.
Yeah.
And it's sweet the way he looks at me and he goes, and you are?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You know who never forgets who we are and has been a longtime friend? He is one of the most iconic figures in Chicago Cubs and Wrigley Field
this
history.
This caught me by surprise. Did it catch you by surprise?
It completely yeah. caught me by surprise. The announcement that Gary Pressey was retiring as the organist at Wrigley Field.
Not going to be the same.
And Gary has been a longtime friend. Has guided so many dopes like me and you and so many of us. Mike Ditka, among others, through the seventh inning stretch and providing entertainment. In between plays, in between innings at Wrigley Field. And I so admire and congratulate his quality of life decision.
No kidding.
To retire.
Earned it, deserved it.
But as a piece of Chicago history and Chicago Cubs and Wrigley Field history, he will be sorely missed. Gary Pressey, are you there with us? You are actually in the organ booth right now at Wrigley Field, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah!
There you go, back in Wrigley. Hey, I got to tell you, thank you anyway for those kind words, but I got to tell you a quick Chris Chelios story. He just had him on. I played the organ at the Southwest Ice Arena in Crestwood when he played for Mount Carmel.
You're kidding.
Whoa. We're going back to the late 70s.
Wow.
Yeah, we're showing our age.
How about
so that?
That
was cool if you had him on.
So Gary, what are your thoughts and feelings? I mean, I'm feeling sad that you're going to retire.
Man.
I wonder how you must be feeling after making this announcement.
Yeah, well, of course, obviously, I thought about it for a long time, thought it over. And it just came to the point that after a third of a decade, 33 years, I've seen a lot. And I think it's time to spend quality time with the family. And I won't miss the two-hour commutes.
Yeah.
Would you have done this if they didn't win the World Series? You got one.
Oh,
would that have changed the decision?
Thank God we don't have to worry about that, right?
Right.
And who's to say we may not win one this year? That would be
right.
be awesome.
You never know.
That would be awesome.
But that's got to be the cherry on your career, right? Being part of the 2016.
And you know what, guys? Usually we're the ones that blow the 3-1 lead in the series. Well. This time we came back from 3-1 and won it, and to win two games on the road, game 6 and 7, wow, unbelievable.
I saw this ending differently for Gary. As you said, you've done the stretch, I've done the stretch, and Gary was very nice the way he would look at you and go, don't screw it up. I can't imagine what it was like working with Dick and all the people you've worked with, but I saw Gary locking the door, pinning himself in the organ room, refusing to come out and possibly taking hostages. So the fact that you're leaving like this is amazing.
Well, when I did the stretch, and I'm going to do it next Sunday also, I talk to myself and say, don't screw it up. And, I'll be throwing out a first pitch also. Now, here's my mom, who's listening right now, 95 years old. She threw her first pitch out in 2016. It was the Bruce Sutter pitch, the arthritis screwball pitch. Now, I'm going to have to, you know, top that, and I don't know if I can, but I better be in a Fergie Jenkins kind of mold.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You know, we just wanted to say congratulations to you quickly this morning.
Sure.
And
so
happy that you could do that. But when you get some time, can we get you to come on the Sunday show and spend some time so we can talk about some of the great stories that you have?
The office is open anytime you want.
We're home
next
Cochran
Sunday.
Show.
It'll be my last regular season game. Yeah, pick a Sunday and we'll talk.
All right. You know what Gary said? I talked to him yesterday to see if we can get him to come on today. You know, we're talking, and he goes, "Do I get to talk to Dave Schwann?"
Yeah, of course you did.
Oh, God. Thanks for being here. I hope Dave is on the other line there.
Hey, Schwanny, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Gary,
Dave, it's Gary Pressey.
Gary was so excited that he was going to get to talk to you today.
Gary, all the best wishes to you. Congratulations and thanks for your great work over the years.
Oh, well, and thank you. And I'll tell you, you are a historical person. I cannot believe all the historic stuff that you know. And you should write a book one day. it's great talking to you, believe me.
We'll put the book on the front burner. Thank you, Gary.
So you got it, Dave.
Gary, to end things out here today, maybe to honor Schwanny, his favorite song is YMCA. You got a little something there for us?
Is he doing it? That's what I want to know.
Of course he is.
YMCA.
When doesn't he do it?
The people in the park going, we may have to move this up. Gary's lost it.
Well, we got to make – next time Dave comes to the game, there's going to have to be a pitching change. That's when they do it always. Lord, that's great.
Gary, take us out with a little signature something here. The great Gary Pressey, congratulations. Take us out here, Gary.
From the United Center at the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival with special guest Steve Cochran on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning live from the United Center. People are beginning to assemble inside the actual United Center, not out here in the concourse where we're broadcasting live because the scrimmage, the practice, is going to begin at 11 o'clock. We still have some great Blackhawks guests who will be coming on with us. And
they got the giant video board. You thought the last one was big.
Yeah.
This is the biggest in sports that they're premiering today.
This is the same size that you have in your family room, isn't it?
Yeah, the man cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be getting one. I'm going to call Steve Shapiro over at Apt.
Yeah, it's buy one, get one free this weekend.
Oh, he loves hearing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He loves hearing that. Well, in addition to all the Blackhawks fun today, we also have some of our regular features like the Week in Theater. And this week, we've got a couple of performers here with us who are with a production of Legally Blonde, the musical, which is being presented by the Fremont Street Theater Company and being performed at the Cutting Hall Performing Arts Center in Palatine. It was last weekend, and it's this weekend today. Actually, at 3 o'clock is the final performance. It's great to have both of you here with us playing Elle Woods, who you know from the movie Legally Blonde. Sarah Inandino and Emmett Forrest is played by Corey White. Guys, welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Have you already updated your resume and say that you were performing at the United Center?
Oh, no, I'm still working on that.
Yeah, I would get that on the resume.
Solid credit.
Yeah, technically you are now a performer at the United Center. How much fun is it to be doing this production for one of the most beloved movies of the last 25 years?
I have had an amazing time doing this production, and I actually wasn't as familiar with it beforehand, And now that actually being able to play the role and discover the character, I found that my initial assumptions maybe about who Elle Woods was kind of changed throughout the course of the rehearsal process.
Did you not see the movie because you didn't want to have that affect your performance?
Well, I think the movie came out when I was younger, and I just didn't see it because I was a child.
Yeah, same with me and Steve.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when I was older, I didn't have an interest in seeing it.
Yeah.
So then I actually watched it after I was cast, because I didn't want it to influence my audition or my performance. But after I was cast, I was like, well, maybe I should get on the train with everyone
else. Get on the bandwagon.
Are you personally self-centered with a big heart? Isn't that the character?
Yeah.
Isn't that Elle?
Yeah.
I think as she develops throughout, she becomes much less self-centered.
More heart.
Yeah.
Yes, much more heart.
More heart, less self.
She figures out what she can do.
Right. Yeah, Corey, how about you? Were you familiar with the movie going into this?
I was. I had actually seen it when I was younger. So I'd actually done this musical before a couple years ago, but I was like in the chorus somewhere. And it was, this experience has been phenomenal with getting to work with lovely talent like Sarah.
Good for you.
and theater companies like this also.
Absolutely.
I love the big theater companies downtown. I'm going to the Paramount and Aurora tonight. They're winning all the Jeff Awards for all the great work that they do there. But I've always said that the heart and soul of the Chicago theater community are theaters like what you're doing. Some of the more intimate theaters where you are in close proximity to the audience that come to see you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, it's a lot more affordable and accessible as well. So it's very important.
Okay. So, Sarah, what are you going to do for us this morning?
Today, we are actually singing a ballad. So we're singing the title number, Legally Blonde. And this is right after her professor has hit on her and she's starting to doubt why she's even there.
Okay. Let's hear a little bit of Legally Blonde, the musical. Today at 3 o'clock is the final performance. Guys, take it away.
Intern of the year.
Thanks for your help and for all you've done. Thank you for treating me decently.
What's wrong?
Maybe someday you'll come visit me. Give me a call, say hello.
Wait, where are you going?
Sorry, I'm letting down everyone.
What brought on this?
You did your best with a hopeless case.
That's ludicrous.
You are the best thing about this place.
Elle, you should know.
Callahan hit on me.
He did what?
He kissed me. He fired me. He made it very clear I don't belong. There's no reason for me to stay.
What about love? I never mentioned love. The timing's bad, I know. But perhaps if I made it more clear that you belong right here, you wouldn't have to go. 'Cause you know that I'm so much in love.
Back to the sun, back to the shore, back to when I was born.
I should have told you before.
Dreams within reach, don't stray beyond.
Oh, no, 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 so much more.
Some
Can I just say how much I want you to stay?
It's not up to me, just let me be, evenly blown.
I need you to stay.
It's not up to me, just let me be, evenly
Legally Blonde, the musical, final performance today at 3 o'clock, Cutting Hall Performing Arts Center in Palatine. Thank you guys very much. We appreciate it.
Great job.
A quick break, and we'll update news next. WGN.
And Steve Cochran are live from the United Center. It's the 2019 Blackhawks Training Camp Festival as we get geared up for hockey on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
From the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival in the United Center this morning, where the scrimmage is, they just sang the national anthem, as you heard. Scrimmage is
I think that Cornelissen kid may make something of himself.
He has a very promising career, I can say, as an entertainment critic. Not bad as a singer.
How did he feel about your first review of him? Was it positive?
Where I called him a hack?
Turns out you were wrong. It's the only time.
Most weeks I'm wrong about something, if you believe half my emails. Steve Cochran is here also this morning, you know, from the WGN radio morning show.
As well as the before picture sitting next to me.
And the before picture, Joe Brand, is here doing sports with us.
Just
this
young,
morning.
Aspiring half-wit, I guess.
Joe, take a look. This is what show business does to you after 30 years.
Yeah, we're the after pictures. Andy Mazur is dead to me now. He's off this week, and I'm told he's also going to be off next week.
Oh, Mr. Fancy, Mr. TV.
Right, so thank goodness Joe is going to be here.
He's dead to you again so soon.
Yeah, well, I'm fickle like that.
Dead this week, buried next.
Okay, he's doing the television play-by-play, right?
He's filling in for Jason Benetti.
Yeah, very nice, and he does a fantastic job.
He did a very good job.
He does a great job. He's no good at anything else in life, but he's great at baseball.
That one thing, thank goodness he's got that one skill. So we've got some of our regular features still to come this morning. Steve just said hi to my longtime pal, Joey DeBuono, from Vernon Park, Tufano's Vernon Park Tap, which is one of my... People always ask me, you know, my favorite restaurants, what do I recommend? It doesn't come any better than Tufano's.
I'll back you up on that. I've heard that again and again from you.
Yeah, home of the greatest eggplant parmesan in the history of eggplant parmesan.
And Brian Soup Campbell, who you're going to introduce here in just a second, just said, not interested in YouTube, but I heard Tufano's was going to be here.
He lit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lit up. Yeah, clearly a few Blackhawk players have gone to Tufano's, I'm guessing, after games, right? Brian, welcome. Yeah. Nice to have you
Thank
here with
you.
Us.
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to join the next segment here, not this segment, so.
You just want to be in the food part of the
Why don't we just bring Joey on now?
Yeah. He's coming up in a little while. It's a pleasure to have on the show with us. We've had some of the Blackhawk greats on with us today, and that definitely would include Brian Campbell. I was telling Steve earlier, I remember the first time that you came on Steve's show. And we're trying to remember what year that was. Was that
08?
08, 09.
08,
09, yeah. I always know when I came because the second year we won the Stanley Cup. So obviously 2010, that's always going to remember that. So always backing up a year. So, so I still remember it. To coming in the summer after I signed here and being on Michigan Ave and walking in, not knowing who Steve was.
Right. Yeah, which is outrageous.
Correct. I do apologize for that.
By the way, my favorite Campbell moment, Dean, I don't know if you remember this. He wasn't available one week, and Seabrook calls in. So out of nowhere, Campbell calls me the next day. Or I should say when Seabrook's on, Campbell calls. And I go, oh, it's Brian. Put him on. There's this pause, perfect comedic pause, and he goes, Steve, this is how I find out.
That's awesome.
Yep, cheating on him.
That's awesome. Brian, what has been your impressions of Steve Cochran through the years?
Wow, that's...
You can be completely honest.
Well, take your time. We're here.
Well,
you can be totally candid.
I'll tell you this story. I went to... Was it your golf tournament, Steve, or you told me to come to...
Yeah, the Arthritis Foundation tournament.
They used to have.
Yeah.
And so I remember I got this new set of clubs, golf clubs, and then these irons were up for auction. And so Steve was like, oh, let's start the bidding off. And, oh, Brian Campbell will give us, I don't know the number now, but he'll give us $500 for the new irons.
Right, right, right.
And then it was like, after that, it was just crickets. It was like going once, going twice, sold. So I wind up, and I will say it was one of the best things that ever happened to me because, well, that part I wasn't too happy with Steve about. But then I met a good mutual friend of ours, and who's become a good friend of mine, that works for Wilson Golf. So
there's a guy named Billy Nestle Jr. Yeah. He played for DePaul, great golfer, and a great guy. And Billy has risen through the ranks at Wilson. He's a big shot there now. So Billy at one point goes, hey, could you introduce me to Soup and maybe Taser and some of those guys? 30 seconds later, they're his best friend. They're all playing Wilson clubs. I can't get a return phone call from any of these guys, but they're all hanging out with their new buddy, Billy Nestle.
Well, the irons that I got were right-handed, and I'm left-handed. So I'm like, Steve, like, really? Like, what am I doing with these things? He's like, don't worry. I'll get you all set up.
Switch those out.
I hooked them up.
Switch those out for you. How do you feel about a day like today? With this, it's a capacity crowd here today for this.
Well, for me, you know, I still remember the first time that we had the event, the training camp festival, and I drove in when I was here with the Hawks, and I was just like, what are all these people doing here and at this time in the morning?
Everything
is going to be at 11, I thought, and then you're wondering if you're late, and there's people outside. And even this morning, I came at, I was on WGN TV at 7:30, and I came, and there's people lining up.
For blocks outside, it's crazy.
Lined up. So, you know, I don't know how other NHL teams don't steal this idea because it's so good for kids, family. It's good for the players too. They gear up. It's kind of like their first game of the season. So, it's exciting for them. It's exciting. You know, they come in here as a first-time Blackhawk and they realize what's going on and they're like, "Wow, this is a great place to play hockey." And I think that's. You know, word gets out pretty quick around the league how great of it is to be a Blackhawk, play for the Blackhawks, the fans here. So it's just another highlight that they have.
Well, Brian, I know you fell in love with the city pretty quickly, and a lot of that deals with when you met your wife. There was a story in the Tribune a few years ago about how you met your wife. Oh, what do you do? I'm a teacher. What do you do? You're like, oh, I play hockey. And she goes, yeah, but what do you do? And
right. What's your job?
Yes, that is very, very true. So I know she had to ask her dad. She texted her dad, I think, and asked him, is there a Brian Campbell that plays for the Blackhawks? So it's great. Everybody always asks. You signed with the Blackhawks. How was it for you? I'm like, it was the best decision of my life. Yeah, I know I got a Stanley Cup, but I met my wife and three kids now. It's home for us. It's where I call home, and it's definitely been a special place.
I was going to say, so do you consider yourself a Chicagoan?
I do now. Like I know, I think everybody does. When I always say home, and because I'm meaning where I'm from, my home. But this is my home now. It's the neighborhood, the area that I live in. We love it. Being a part of this family. Being a part of Steve Cochran's family.
You got to move out eventually.
And by the way, we're going to be giving Brian's exact home address later on and phone number in case you want to stop by.
Dean, you know, I've been in Chicago for 25 years, including the times I was fired and was thrown out and came back. You guys grew up here, but I think you know this, and Dean's great about realizing this better than anybody. And Soup, you know this. This is the most welcoming big city in America.
I think so.
You go to New York, you're not a New Yorker. You go to L.A., there's no downtown L.A. It's 80 neighborhoods connected by each other. In Dallas, you're not a Texan. Chicago is the most welcoming big city there is.
Well, it's the Midwest, I feel like. You know, I'm from Ontario. It kind of has that Midwest feel, I feel like. So, I love it. We all love it here, and that's why we live here. And That's why we love paying the taxes here.
What's one?
Well, that's the non-welcoming part.
Thank goodness they're very low and not very high.
Correct. Here.
What's the one thing that Chicagoans do though that you say I'm never going to be able to do that? I'm never going to be that guy.
I'm never going to be that hot dog person that has to do the Chicago dog way. I can't. I'm just. It's not happening.
I don't get it either, dude. You want to put ketchup? I don't put ketchup.
I put ketchup on my. Yeah. So I'm sorry, I just
can't. We need
a
few more security guards over there. Well,
you guys realize there is a whole secret underground of people in Chicago who claim they don't put ketchup on. They keep secret packets in their car, and they're squeezing it out.
Well, that's all the time we have for Brian here today, I'm afraid. Now, let me take a quick break. We'll come back more with Brian Campbell on 720 WGN.
It's Cochran and Richards. Steve and Dean are live from the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival at the United Center on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
With Brian Campbell in with us this morning, as well as the scrimmage goes on. What's going through the minds right now of the players out there, Brian?
Well, I think it varies from player to player. I think if you're young, you're trying your best out there and really going. I think if you're a veteran guy, you're just trying to, get your timing back a little bit. And obviously it's a totally different thing. There's a lot of competition for spots this year. So, there's no better time to make an impression than today. You got to keep making impressions on teams or on management. There's always a story. I remember there guys, the management would talk about Andrew Shaw when he first got here. He came in and laid somebody out the first day, and it was just like, okay, this kid's ready to go. So,
I think what you said is, this kid's nuts. Let's hope it's for the right reason.
Yeah. That may be true, too, but I think he went down to Rockford, played a little bit, and he was right up within a couple months and hasn't looked back since.
Is there any kind of reserve on the part of the players right now so they don't get hurt before regular season, though?
Yeah, you're not going in and running your teammates, but... with a guy like that, when he came in, he's like, if it's to go out and get a job, then you got to do what you got to do. But I think if it's Patrick Kane going in or Jonathan Toews going in on Duncan Keith, I don't think he's looking to.
Yeah, no one's dropping the gloves.
Yeah,
there,
do
right?
Too much damage that way. But
I wouldn't advise smacking Duncan Keith in general.
Yeah, you might get a stick back pretty quick.
Yeah.
You brought up earlier the second year winning the Stanley Cup, and the Blackhawks are going to remember that year a lot this season for the 10-year anniversary. What do you remember, your emotions, when Patrick Kane slipped it past in Philadelphia?
I think emotions were, for me...
Did you know?
Did it go in? I don't want to celebrate too much or at all.
Because video lives forever.
Yes, correct. I don't want to be that guy celebrating and then having to pick up my gloves and then play more hockey, because that would be a little embarrassing. So I always say this, shame on all of us who didn't think that Patrick Kane scored when he raised his hands. Maybe the greatest Blackhawk, maybe when he's done of all time. How do you not trust him?
Troy was in earlier and so was Chelios, and we were talking to Chelios about defense, where you played for all those years. Calvin Hahn and Ali Mata are coming in here. How big a deal are they going to be for the team?
I think it's just veteran guys that know how to play different roles within the league. I think it allows more of a balance.
You need three solid lines you can depend on back
there. Yeah, you do. And I think, obviously penalty killing was an issue for the Blackhawks last year. And those guys have killed a lot of penalties in their day. And it just kind of, you don't want to put anybody in a situation that they're not, that they can't, do the job, I guess, and provide. So it kind of maybe evens out the role, and you don't have to have guys killing penalties at certain situations, and you have better guys that can kill penalties, and then we'll leave the power play to other guys. So each and every night, you can rely on your partner. Sometimes it's, if you bring guys up too soon, it's just... especially with a defense partner, you kind of are a little shy with them because you can't trust them enough.
And sure.
I think, it's if they're ready, then they're ready. But if they're not ready, then it allows these guys to marinate a little bit, too, in Rockford and come up when they are ready.
Dean's modest about this, but he played hockey in Northern Canada for a couple of minor league clubs. You were with the Miners Butts for a while?
Yeah. Yes.
And I think with the Frozen Cajones, weren't you? Italian team?
I was with the Cajones longer than
That's
I was with the
what
Butts.
I thought. Yeah. So you're excited about the season.
I am very excited, and very excited to have Brian here with us this morning. We appreciate you stopping by. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for
having me. It's going to be a great year, buddy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, so it should be fun.
Quick break, and we'll come back more from the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival at United Center on WGN.
Shinsky scores! That will make the highlight reel for sure!
Steve Cochran, Dean Richards, the stars of Moron Entertainment, are live at the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival. Let's go to the United Center here on 720 WGN.
Maybe even more gratifying than people coming up saying hello, taking pictures. The number of people walking down the concourse here at the United Center just shouting out moron.
I haven't had a chance to tell you this, and I want to get off the bathroom topic more than you do, but standing in there doing what I normally do,
yeah,
guy next to me goes, moron?
What?
Nodded to me. That's a first. I haven't had that one yet.
Normally, I'm not a fan of any urinal.
Shouldn't be any talk in there.
Urinal
Shouldn't
talk.
Be any talk. You
should not
look
be
straight
any urinal
ahead,
talk.
Focus, yeah. And then run.
But I guess if you're gonna say anything, I guess if you give the moron acknowledgement.
But there's a guy. There's a thing that goes on. I'm sure women don't do this because you know they sit. But there's a head nod that goes on if you know somebody.
Yeah.
And that's the most communication you should possibly have.
That's overly demonstrative.
Right.
If you just give the head nod and not even look very carefully. Wow, we've never talked about this.
I feel openness is key to closer things.
And, you know, people enjoy this kind of talk as they're coming out of their places of worship on a Sunday morning.
Happy Sunday.
Nobody enjoys this more. Steve Cochran is here from the morning show here on WGN Radio.
That's the one we call the Steve Cochran Show.
The Steve Cochran Show. And I join Steve every morning live from 8 to 8:30 with our segment that we call Moron Entertainment, where we allegedly feature more on entertainment.
And what do they call the person that wins all the major awards? Is it a
triple threat?
No, there's a word. The IGOT or the INGOT?
EGOT.
The EGOT.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Yes.
EGOT.
And we consistently EGOT nothing. We got nothing.
EGOT plenty of nothing.
We haven't gotten a single award yet, but it could happen at any time.
Yeah. That for me, that will actually spoil it.
It would ruin it. But we can turn it down.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, let's wait for it to happen first, and then we can...
Probably have plenty of time.
Decide if we should turn anything down.
I do feel like we should pass on some wise wisdom, older broadcaster wisdom
to young Joe Brand.
Yeah, do you have any questions about show business that you have?
And I just got like 7 questions about bathroom jokes. but aside from that, no.
Well, here's a simple comedy rule. You can't do them because if your prostate isn't functioning, see a doctor immediately.
Right, right.
So I understand all those meetings you had me do when I was an intern about, all right, I need 17 pee jokes for this week.
Right. He always looked at me funny and said he was calling his mom.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't call HR for something like that.
I tried.
Back in the old days, Steve could get away with stuff like that.
Things are a little more sensitive now, as you know.
Yeah, exactly.
What's it like at TV? Is there a constant HR concern at TV?
I have them on speed dial on my phone.
I would hope.
On my desk, just in case anything.
Because the thing is, all the women of the show, all the beautiful, talented women.
Robin Baumgartner.
Of the show, they all come to you to talk. They all come to you because they
for solace.
Think you find them entertaining?
Because I'm compassionate to them.
Compassionate, yeah, because Larry won't talk to anyone, right?
No, Larry, you're not actually, a lot of people don't know this. And maybe this will be revealed on our 25th anniversary primetime special.
Is that Tuesday night?
That's Tuesday night from 7 to 9 in primetime, celebrating our 25th anniversary.
Okay.
Of how none of us are allowed to look Larry directly in the eyes nor talk to him directly.
It's so funny how everyone thinks he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but we'll all be alive. As I've been saying, please watch the primetime special on Tuesday night. But much more entertaining will be Wednesday morning when we've all been out late, and sleep deprived, and how loopy we're all going to be on Wednesday morning.
I got a Tomasulo question for you.
Yes,
Pat Tomasulo occasionally does sports. Most of the time, he's just a Weisenheimer, and a fine stand-up if you get a chance to see him out. But you know, they say the camera adds 15 pounds. I saw Tomasulo. Does the camera add 4 inches? Because he's not a tall guy.
Mostly, you see Pat sitting down. He's not really. I don't really consider him a small man, though.
No, you got to work with him.
I never think of him that way.
And did we cover everybody? You got your Robin, you got your Larry, you got your Paul Conrad.
Well, Paul Conrad.
And it's a true thing. You'll back me up
really
on this.
Should be here with us today.
It's hard to believe he doesn't. He only takes 50 weeks off a year. But Paul never, I'm not kidding about this, never watches television.
Never watches movies.
Never watches movies. Never watches
Really listens to music. He is really, I love Paul dearly.
Yes, yeah, same here.
He is really like my antithesis. He has nothing to do with pop culture.
Yeah.
While that is my entire life, pretty much.
Yeah, and he's a great dad. Loves hanging out with his kids.
Fantastic dad.
He's got that mail order bride that he talks about with great love all the time.
Yeah. It was a good bargain for him.
No question about it. Svetlana Conrad. and he's a fabulous guy. But I just think that's fascinating. A guy that's made millions in television. Millions.
Yep.
Never watches television.
Yeah, not interested.
Right.
Not interested. And probably better off in life, really.
Probably so.
Coming up, speaking of television, as I'd mentioned, on the TV morning show tomorrow, on Steve's radio show tomorrow morning, and really about every 10 minutes tomorrow on WGN radio, Jim Gaffigan is going to be appearing live. We'll share our conversation with Jim coming up in a minute. WGN, do you want to be on the radio?
Yes.
Do you want to be on the radio?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Deontay. Tyrese.
You want to be on the radio, don't you? What's your name?
Mariana.
Are you eating a hamburger or something, Mariana?
Yes.
You took just a big bite of something right now. Well, you're on the radio right now. What's your name?
My name is Tremaine.
Hey, Tremaine. Well, you guys, thank you for coming out here. I wanted to put you on the radio because you came up and said hello. And you were so polite and so nice. You
want
to say something else? What else do you want to say?
Hi, my name is Amarian, and I like to dance.
All right. Well, I bet you're a great dancer. And these two lovely ladies.
Yes.
I think they bought them lunch, last I heard.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Well, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. Work hard in school and stay out of show business.
Right. Don't be like us. You know what, Steve? During the break, I ran into the actual United Center where the scrimmage is going on right now, and the crowds immediately started chanting, "Where can I see Steve doing stand-up comedy? Where can I see Steve doing stand-up comedy?" Over and over and over.
In sync, where you could understand it?
Yes.
Wow.
It was the most amazing thing, and it disrupted the... Oh, look. See, they're doing it again now.
Here's the thing, and I'm so glad you brought this up without me asking in writing. The Beverly Arts Center...
Yep.
On
111th and Western.
Friday, the 27th of September. So it's 2 weeks from last Friday, 1 week from next Friday. That's how it works math-wise. And John DeCoste, Tim Benker, and me, our friend Bridget Gaynor.
Oh, very nice.
Cook County Board. We're going to do something you would be great at. Southside Family Feud.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to have Gaynor and a couple on one side, a couple other people on one side. We'll have comedians on the other. You're welcome, because I know you're always like coming out on a night you're not working.
When is this? Friday night, you said?
Friday, September 27th.
Okay.
Get your tickets at beverlyartscenter.org.
All right. Very nice. Very nice.
It's going to be fun.
You know, I grew up exactly one block away from 111th and
Believe
Western.
Believe me, we know.
Where
I use your name
be.
All the time when I go over there.
The people who live there now are going to be surprised to find out I'm hosting... a big party there right after the show in the in my old room.
That's fantastic.
My old room at my old house.
So, have you told the people who live in the house?
No, well, I feels like I shouldn't tell them really until we show up.
That could shut it down.
Yeah, I don't want to give them too much advance notice on that. So that's a week from Friday,
27th,
Beverly Arts Center at 111th and Western Avenue. You know who else is good at the stand-up comedy? Jim Gaffigan.
He's great.
Hilarious. He's doing stand-up at the Chicago Theater in October. But he's got a new movie that's coming out called American Dreamer, which is stunning. It's not a comedy whatsoever. Jim is not in comedic mode whatsoever. He shows his chops big time as a dramatic actor. Earlier in the show, at the very beginning of the show today, we talked with Jim on the phone. And here's a little of what he had to say. Hey, you know who's on the phone with us right
who's
now?
That?
It is our old pal, Mr. Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, I love Jim Gaffigan.
One
you
of
know
the,
that about
one
me.
Of the funniest guys that there is. But Steve, he's got a new movie that is going to be
coming
out.
I've heard this.
You won't believe.
I'm going to see it tomorrow night.
At the Music Box Theater. That's where Jim is going to be doing a Q&A as well. But I can't wait to talk about this film a little more. Jim, welcome. Too bad you couldn't be here at the United Center with us this morning.
Well, you know, I'm going to be spending so much time with WGN people tomorrow. I feel like I should get WGN should cover my health insurance, right?
So that's,
I
mean, what it's been reduced to?
Yeah, we feel the same way.
You and I are WGN people now? I thought we were special.
You guys are special. But Jim, I'm excited to come back and for people to see this movie. You know, it's interesting. I love comedy, but I also love some of the reactions. You know, it opens here in New York this weekend, and some of the reactions that people have been having about this film, it's oddly exciting. You know?
The movie is called American Dreamer. It is an extremely dramatic role for Jim.
I think I can do the premise without ruining it.
Go ahead.
An Uber-like driver.
Yep.
Down on his luck. His life is blown up.
Yep.
One of his regulars is a kid with trouble.
Yes.
He's very degrading. And over the course of time, Jim Gaffigan's character falls deeper and deeper into a psychosis, Dean, if we can say, that causes real problems.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's there's a sort of a blackmail element to the whole thing between Jim's character, the Uber-like driver, the rideshare driver, and this horrible guy who is one of his regular customers.
But you lose your job, you lose your family. That's a bad day.
Well, yes, yeah. all of that definitely true. But when you see the levels of Jim's performance,
that's
here,
what I hear.
It's as good a dramatic performance as I've seen this year in any movie, Jim. You know, not because we're longtime friends, but congratulations on an amazing performance in this movie.
Well, thanks so much. It is, you know, I love acting, and but also selfishly, I do want, you know, other directors and producers and writers to see that I can do this stuff. I'm grateful for the career I have, but, you know, I don't want the fact that I can tell some jokes to inhibit someone believing that I would be good for a dramatic role. So I'm very excited. But it's so, you know, the indie world, it's like, it's so interesting just trying to get people to go, because it's, you know, we live in kind of such a convenient culture that, but you know, the music box is beautiful. So hopefully people will want to come out and check out this really upsetting movie.
it really is. The movie just, you know, had me on pins and needles the whole time.
It feels like, I mean, you've seen it, I have not yet, but it feels a little like a Hitchcock sort of suspense.
It does. Yes, it does. It's exactly got that kind of a feel to it. So, Jim, what are you going to be doing at the Music Box tomorrow exactly? You're going to show the movie, and then you're going to do the Q&A afterwards?
Yeah, and the director, the writer, and the producer are all going to be there, and then I'm taking everyone out to Lou Malnati's. Lou Malnati's is going to feed everyone who comes to the movie. No, they haven't at all, but maybe if I say that, people will come. Giordano's is paying for everyone's pizza for a lifetime if they come to the screening tomorrow.
Wow. Well, I hear General Motors gives everyone a car.
Yeah. Come for
everyone
the movies, stay.
Everyone.
Come for the movie, stay for all the lawsuits that are about to happen as a result of that. I can't recommend it enough. The movie is going to be shown at the Music Box Theater tomorrow night. And Jim said, Jim, the director, Derek, is it Borte? Bort?
Bort. Bort.
Bort. Derek Bort will be there, and the producer, Scott Lochmas, all will be there, and there'll be a Q&A. That'll happen afterwards.
And he's going to be on TV with you in the morning.
He's going to be on the WGN TV morning news tomorrow.
And then on the radio with me. And by the way, Jim, we still have some confusion about your appearance time. Jim's scheduled for every interview on the planet tomorrow, basically every 3 minutes. But I'll text you after the show today so we can figure something out.
Yeah, I have you on my schedule. And by the way, tomorrow night, everyone who comes to the screening gets a hug from Steve Cochran. He's giving out hugs after the screening.
We were going to do the kissing booth, and Jim said, I'm trying to sell the movie, idiot. Seriously, Jim, congratulations. I can't wait to see it, and I hear it's really amazing.
I'm just so happy.
So
yeah, this. I mean, you know, you've seen Jim in movies before. You know, supporting roles, things like that.
On Broadway?
This is a whole new level for Jim Gaffigan. His performance is this good in this movie. So it's called American Dreamers. Let me check it out. Jim, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
See ya. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, man.
There's Jim Gaffigan. We talked to him a little bit earlier in the show today, and he was nice enough to pass along some tickets to the screening that'll be going on at the Music Box Theater tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. They're going to show the movie American Dreamer, and then after that, Jim, the director, the producer, all will be doing a Q&A, so you get to see Jim Gaffigan live as well. Let's take callers 5 and 6 on our contest line, 312-981-7200. Callers 5 and 6, 312-981-7200. You'll each win a pair of tickets to see Jim Gaffigan and his new movie, American Dreamer, tomorrow night.
That's hockey, baby! Now, it's Dean Richards Sunday Morning live from the United Center at the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival with special guest Steve Cochran on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
And, of course, every Monday through Friday, you can hear Steve from 6 to 10, but from 8 to 8:30, I join Steve live every morning for the little segment we call Moron Entertainment.
Not exaggerating. It's the one that I'm asked about more than any other.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I've just noticed here at the United Center, this is a first where they paint on the ice, moron.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice tribute.
Nice tribute to us.
Yeah, I thought so.
It was very nice.
I mean, you know, we've worked a long time in this business. Dean and I have a combined total of 400 years in show business. And I think this is a career capper.
Yeah, so we hope you'll tune in for that. Looking forward to that. You know, when we do these Sunday morning shows on the road, wherever we are, I like to feature my favorite restaurants in that particular area. And, you know, the United Center is, right next door to the Little Italy area.
Yep.
And for decades, literally, I'm going to say 30, 35 years, I have been going. I tried to go to some other Italian restaurant in the neighborhood decades ago, and I couldn't get in. They were too busy, and I'm glad. Because then somebody in line goes, well, don't go here. Don't you know about Tofano's? I had never heard about it. So they pointed me in the right direction. I go to Tofano's, and I've never stopped going ever since then.
And you're crazy excited about what dish?
Oh, the eggplant parmesan, right. as I've said many times, is the greatest eggplant parm in the history of eggplant parm.
Right.
I don't care. In Italy, in any place I've been, I am not joking. I've never had eggplant parm
tremendous.
Better than the eggplant parm that they have at Tofano's, and Joey Dubano is the owner and operator, and often the waiter and the
server.
He does everything at the restaurant. Thank you for coming down here.
Well, thank you, Dean, Steve. Thank you very much for having me here.
And this mystery pan that you've brought here, I can sense if I'm anywhere within about 300 feet of your eggplant parm, I can sense it.
You could just smell it.
We had a security guy come over here, Dean. Correct me if I'm wrong. 280, all muscle. Said, if you guys don't eat that soon, it's going to disappear, and I'm going to be the one that took it. So we had to beat him backwards to make sure it was okay.
Yeah, this is the first time during a show I've gotten into a fist fight with somebody, but that's how
but
I feel
for the
about
right
it.
Reason.
Joey, talk to me about the history of this restaurant. It's been like 60 years, right?
No, it's really 89 years. 89 years, and I've been very blessed. They have a great family tradition. My grandmother and grandfather, Joe and Teresa DeBono, actually started. She was a Tofano. That's where the name Tofano's come from.
Everybody always asks that, yeah.
Yeah, everybody. And then my dad and my mom, and then my dad died at a very young age, and I took it over when I was about 25 years old. And I was just telling Steve, I worked with my grandmother more than my own father, and she taught me a lot of the business of really how to run it. My dad was great at teaching me how to respect people and talk to people.
Right.
And trying to remember names as good as I can, although I'll never be as good as my father. But my grandmother was instrumental in my aunts and my mother of making me grow the restaurant to where it is today. It's a little bigger than it was.
Right.
Many years ago, so I've been fortunate to do that, and I've been blessed. I've been blessed to have a great family to help me, my sisters, Joanne and Teresa, and the support from Tracy and my twin daughters, and one right. of them worked for me now, Darcy. So.
Yeah, have you got the grandkids working there yet?
Sophia walks around with a little apron on. Judy puts an apron on her.
Oh, Judy.
And she walks around with the little apron on, Judy. Sophia. Yeah, she runs the restaurant when she comes out on Tuesday.
The next generation.
Do right I remember there. Do I remember this correctly? The grandma used to cook next door.
Next door.
There and was, pass the food over from correct. Her kitchen.
There's still the window
into the restaurant.
Into the restaurant. There was the kitchen within the restaurant was only so small.
Yeah.
But they did do a lot of the cooking in grandma's house. And pass it through the window.
How about that?
I love that.
Which was really something. And we even used to make pizza back in the day on Fridays. So, which I truly miss. But yeah, that's what happened. Many
you know, Joey, all the things that Joey says, 100% true. The how you feel like your family.
Yeah.
When you go there, you feel so personalized. But it's the quality of the food as well. Menus up on a big chalkboard. You know, no fancy menus, you know, none of that.
Nobody's going home hungry.
But nobody goes home hungry. It's the quality of the food. I mean, the eggplant parm, of course, I love. Your lemon chicken is famous. Talk about your most popular things there.
You mentioned two of them, the eggplant, the lemon chicken. We also have chicken picante, but we make it with pine nuts, which people just love. We have sausage and peppers.
Yeah.
We have a Tofano salad that people really love also. And also fried galamad. I think our fried galamad is probably one of the best two in the city also.
I agree.
All right, now correct something for me. I've heard manicotti for a lot of years. I've also heard managut. Managut.
I call it managut.
Managot, there
managot,
you go.
And I call it gravy. I don't call it sauce. So managot, I call it gravy.
Managot, plenty of gravy.
Yeah. That's the key to the real deal. If you go to a restaurant and they're calling it sauce, leave the restaurant.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't go to that restaurant.
Sunday morning was always my favorite because my bedroom was in the back by grandma's kitchen. So I used to crawl out of bed and go in the back through the back door and have the meatballs with the pine nuts and the raisins with bread.
That.
And it doesn't get any better than that.
One of the most fun things when you go to Tofano's is looking at all the pictures that are on the wall of celebrities, sports figures. I mean,
Chicago history.
Virtually every legend that played here at the United. Yep. I mean, the United Center and Tofano's go hand in hand.
It's true.
Talk about some of the legends just here from the United Center. Basketball.
You're one of them, Dean. I got you.
Well,
out there.
I don't want to brag, Steve. But when you
Steve,
go,
you know, you didn't make the wall yet. But
I made a wall, man. Well, two more eggplant parms, and I got a shot.
We've been talking about being situated right here by the men's room, Steve. But when you go to the men's room at Tofano's, I'm the first person
Uncle
you
Deanie.
See when you walk out of the men's room door. That's Uncle Dean sitting right there.
But I've been blessed to have really great sports figures from the United Center. Bobby Hall still comes to the restaurant still. I had a very nice friendship with Stan Mikita.
Yeah.
I have quite a few pictures with Stan. I used to get to skate with him. And I belong to the Black Hawk Alumni Association, so we used to get to skate in the old building a lot.
Sure,
which was awesome. Dale Talon, you know, Jimmy Pappin.
Yeah.
All the guys. I have a nice friendship with them all through the years, which has been great.
You've got some legendary Chicago Bulls up there as well, right?
I do. Yes, I do. Phil Jackson and Mike Fratello, who was a coach, used to, when they did the all through the Bulls run, the NBC crew, he used to come, and him and Marv Albert used to host a party at the restaurant, shut down the restaurant, and we would have a really great time.
I don't know how you do the hours. I mean, Dean, you know from food because you're around restaurant guys forever. I don't think people understand how hard
it is. It's a hard job.
To own and run a restaurant. Mm. You got to love it, right?
It is. You have to have a passion for it, and you have to love it. I was born into it, and I took it from where it was, and I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I meet a really nice people, a lot of nice people. So I've been blessed.
You have an opportunity to have the best ingredients. You know all the best recipes. Give me something really nasty that you like. You like a Spam? You like a big slice of Spam on a plate? How about a bag of Cheetos? You ever just sit back and scarf them down?
I try and really watch myself. I'm pretty... I don't need
You're
too
great
much.
Shape, pal.
When you do like a, just a pig out, comfort food pig out, I'm seeing you like with a big bowl of pasta. Something more like that than I love Spam, but
I mean,
are you geez. Just don't do it at all? You
no,
are in good
I
shape.
I do. I mean, I do. Like you're talking to Campbell, but you're talking about Super Bowl hot dogs. I mean, I like to have a Jimmy's hot dog every once in a while, or a Pompeii pizza.
Yeah. Are you tough to have as a dinner guest? Like if somebody's hosting Thanksgiving or something else, they must be freaked out. They go, "Oh, he's here."
You know what? No, I don't do that. I get right in and help them, and I'm not.
Of course you do. Best guest ever. He'll come in and cook.
I've never critique anybody. I enjoy going to anybody's house or restaurant for dinner.
It's because you're a good guy.
I'm quite a few friends with a lot of restaurateurs.
All of this, by the way, from a James Beard Award winner as well.
Right.
James Beard Award winner. I mean,
the Oscars of food.
It's one of the best restaurants you're going to go to, and finally, the James Beard organization, the Oscars of the culinary world.
American Classic.
They get it right, and they give Joey and Tifano's.
You're going to do a big unveil before you run out of time?
Do what?
You're going to do a big unveil before you run out of time?
No, I'm not opening. That's going home with
me. No, I know that, but just to show the people.
We're on radio, Steve. Nobody needs to see that.
So you're concerned if you take the lid off, we're going to get a rush?
Absolutely.
I got it.
Yeah, I've done this before.
Not a wrong assumption.
Yeah, I've done this before. Tifano's is just right down the street. It's 1073 West Vernon Park Place. Phone number is 312-773-3393. No credit cards. So bring your cash or checks. Is that okay? All right. Tifano's Vernon Park Tap and Joey DiBuono. Thank you, Joey, for coming
by. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the eggplant. That's our favorite. A quick break, and we'll wrap things up on WGN. So we'll see you tomorrow morning on the WGN TV Morning News. Comedian Jim Gaffigan joining us in studio tomorrow morning.
Thanks for having me.
He will also be on Steve Cochran's show. Thank you for being here.
And we should say hi to Joanne Smith, the Chesterton American Legion, and congratulate our friend Pat McGann, who's taping his first special tonight.
That's very exciting. Thank you to everyone with the Chicago Blackhawks, all of their hospitality, all of the great guests that we had here today, Chris Chelios, Brian Campbell, Troy Murray, our friend Joey DiBuono from Tifano's Vernon Park Tap here today. We'll see you also tomorrow morning on Steve Cochran's show from 6 to 10 every morning on WGN Radio, and I'll be on with him as I am every weekday morning from 8 to 8:30.